got your Western launched 2 years ago. It was just as COVID hit, unfortunately.
I was gonna say,
Or
two years
fortunately, as it
ago.
turned out, because we
Yeah.
had to be creative about how we could keep people connected
Right.
over lockdown. So perhaps it was fate. Yeah, and we're all about enabling people to access culture and creativity in Western, and helping to really put it at the centre of how life in the town feels and how the town can grow into the future.
I was there yesterday. I had a lovely day out in
Did
Weston-super-Mare, despite the rain. Yes, yeah, it was
Yeah,
fantastic.
came out of nowhere. Big
I love
shower,
what
didn't
it
it,
did,
in
didn't it? Really
the
hammering it
afternoon?
down by the afternoon, but it was great time. I like Weston. So, tell us about the culture in Weston. For people who don't know the town, when you're talking about its culture, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so there's loads going on actually. So Culture Western is all about, firstly, we kind of help put on, brilliant events that make living there feel really special and that make it a destination that people also come and visit. We also create lots of participatory opportunities. So tomorrow we've got a visual arts workshop in the museum. Thursday you can go and do drama. Next Tuesday you can do creative writing. So there's lots of really accessible ways to nurture your own artist. And then we're also looking at how we can develop opportunities for people to live and work in the town as creative. So training opportunities, how we can help people get funding, helping to create new studio spaces. So it's really looking at, everything from the kind of infrastructure of enabling culture to thrive to, some really great events that make you feel excited about the place.
Fantastic. I know we've got there's the Playhouse, isn't there, in Weston. There's a sort of
Yeah.
an auditorium as such. Are there other what other venues could you use? I mean, I
Yeah,
guess there's some open air ones as well.
there are. Well, a lot of our stuff is out in the open air because we're all about making it really accessible. So a few weeks ago, actually, just when we had that crazy storm, we had a light festival in Grove Park. We only had to cancel one night, which was good, but we went ahead with two nights. And that transformed the park with lots of brilliant light effects, and we worked with communities to create amazing lanterns and visual and poetry installations. We had kind of walkabouts. The bandstand became a kind of dance floor for the night, with a kind of giant disco ball sending shards of light out into the park. So there's ways in which culture can really transform how you look at where you live as well. I mean, the park was completely turned into a winter wonderland for that weekend. Last autumn we had Arts and Health Weekend on the beach with a big Luke Jerram installation called In Memoriam, and that was a festival with the hospital, all about enabling you to access great arts experience on your doorstep that make you feel better. But in terms of more conventional venues, there's the Blake Hay Theatre as well. That's reopened after a refurbishment. We've got the High Street, so there's lots of sort of meanwhile spaces that are now being put to creative and cultural use. So we're actually based in an old shop that houses art studios, and it has our office there. So it's looking at how you can transform spaces that might feel redundant into places with new life through culture and creativity as well.
Oh, fantastic. It sounds really good. Because Weston is, when I'm always surprised by how big Weston is when I go there. I sort of forget how big a town it is, really. And so there must be a lot going on. Have you found lots of artists and individuals or groups doing things that you didn't know about before?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, all sorts really. And we worked with an artist fairly recently on a big kind of gardening project. She worked with local people, and we had art workshops in community allotments. And there's a new seating area which is planted by the local community in the town. And you can now go to cafes, and you can put your money in a vending machine and pull out a packet of seeds with some lovely prints in that were also mono printed from plants. So yeah, it presents itself in ways you wouldn't expect, really. There's a kind of recent graduate, it's called From the Mud. They present regular cabaret evenings. There's some really thriving poetry slams going on. The next one is the 25th of March, and it's Bristol versus Weston. So that should be a hot ticket. And that's in Love's Cafe, which is a brilliant vegan cafe in Weston that hosts lots of music events and writing events.
I'm trying to pick out
Yeah, so it's
who's the underdog there? I guess Weston being quite a lot smaller than Bristol, are you the underdogs in that particular
Well,
battle?
there's quite an established tradition of poetry slams now
There we go.
developing in Weston. So I think there's some well-practiced voices there. So we'll see. Maybe the underdog has a fighting chance. Might come from surprise people.
Great.
Yeah, 20th of May, they've got a lovely dance show in the Winter Gardens, which is a great kind of old ballroom. And that's called Cupid's Revenge for the Brilliant New Art Club. That's a comedy music show. So all sorts, really. 15th of July, you can come down to the Italian Gardens and see some kind of soft robotic installations with air giants. We've got Outdoor Arts Festival in September. There's an incredible installation you might have heard of called Sea Monster, which is going into the Tropicana all summer.
I saw that, yeah.
It's part of Unbox Festival. So, I mean, that's going to be epic. Great.
It's huge, isn't it? It's absolutely massive.
On a huge scale, yeah, literally. And that's a reconditioned offshore platform. And it's a big installation that's really looking at energy and sustainability and challenging us to think about how we can live our lives better. So, some really good messaging as well going on through our cultural kind of offer. We try and be as sustainable as we can, so we try not to use generators. We're kind of working off solar energy and mains power. So really trying to kind of challenge how events put on as well, you know, being at the forefront of good practice there.
Well, so,
yeah, it will surprise you. Do come down to Western. There's far more than donkeys on the beach there. There's
absolutely. Well,
actually, cultural life for everybody.
At the moment, I'm not. Are the donkeys even there at the moment? I'm not. I don't remember seeing them yesterday. Were they? Were they around?
I don't think they do it in March. Haven't kind of poked their noses out quite yet.
I recently discovered the new the cycle path, because I live in Burnham on Sea. So that cycle path from Green to Weston, I can very much vouch for how lovely that is. So if you're on your bike and you're in the Burnham area, then well worth checking that out as well if you want to avoid driving there. Of course, there's trains as well. So for people who want to get involved in that, is there a website they can see everything? Or is a
there
Facebook page or something?
Yeah, it's culturewestern.org.uk. We've got loads of opportunities to get involved or come along and be a culture maker, which is our volunteer body. Do check us out and sign up for our newsletter if you want to hear kind of be on the kind of forefront of what's coming up next. We've got some really great stuff.
Brilliant. I think that sounds absolutely fantastic. Fiona, thank you for your time. Fiona Matthews there, co-director of Culture Western. You can find more about it online. Well worth keeping your eye on what's going on there. Sounds like there's absolutely tons coming this year.